Hey, what's going on? This is Lawrence from LawrenceDoes.com, and this is your daily market update. So let's start the show off with Palm Springs, California. As of right now, coming across my desk, I don't see anything new coming on the market, but I do have one that just recently closed. It's a three-bedroom, three-bath, sitting at just under 1,900 square feet, and that one closed for $317,500. Good deal, good house, congratulations. So moving on to Cathedral City, or as the locals like to call it, Cat City. It's a neighboring city to Palm Springs. As of right now, I don't have anything coming across my desk that has any market activity. So we'll check back tomorrow or Sunday, possibly next week, and see if we have something for you. But if you're in the market and you live in Cat City, that might be a place where you want to start getting some activity going. So before we move more east, let's jump back to Desert Hot Springs, or DHS for short. Now, this one's pretty active. I got four brand new listings coming on the market today. I'm going to highlight one of them. It's a four-bedroom, two-bath, sitting at just over 1,700 square feet, and this one's on the market for $239,900, just under $300,000. That is a great starter home for a family that needs a place to start building some equity and stop wasting rent money. Now, there's a couple other properties that's coming up, some over $300,000, most of them under $200,000, but good price points for square footage, and it's a great place to start a family and really start getting some equity building up there, okay? Now, if you're looking in the market and you think about time for sale, this is where it is. A lot of buyers are going to be in this area looking around, and you might have the home for them. So take a look. So let's pull it back one more time and let's head over to Palm Desert, California, the city I call home. As of right now, I got two properties that came across my desk that just jumped on the market today. One's a two-bedroom, two-bath, little over 1,300 square feet at $292,000, or you can double your price and double your size as a four-bedroom, four-bath, 2,800 square feet, and that one's going to cost you $599,000 as far as the list price. Now, if you want to go take a look at that and we could be aggressive and see if we can't get that for a better deal, you let me know. Because that's what I do. Not HQ, not DQ, which is Dairy Queen, which is really delicious, but no, La Quinta, California, the LQ. As of right now, nothing's came across my desk as of active today, but I do have one that just closed. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath, sitting just over 1,600 square feet, and this one went off the market at $450,000. What does that mean to you guys that are in La Quinta that own a home? That means that chances are there was a buyer also trying to buy this property, and only one person can purchase it, which means they're looking for other houses around that area, and you could be getting ready to sell. Give us a call. Let me know. Right now is the time. Alrighty, guys. Now, last but certainly not least, the beautiful Indio, California, home of the world's largest music festival and Coachella Fest, followed by Stagecoach, which could potentially turn every single property into a possible positive cash flow. As of right now, I have one property that just came across my desk that just came on the market today. Pay very close attention. It's a two-bedroom, two-bath, going for $320,000, and it sits at around 1,257 square feet. Now, why that's important is because I also had one that just closed today at a three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,700 square feet, just under that. It's about 1,691. But what's really important is it sold for $304,000. So what does that tell us is that the market is starting to trend upwards. Okay. Now, if you're sitting on a home out there, that means that you can probably fetch a pretty penny and cash in on some of that equity that you might be sitting on. And that will wrap up today's daily market update. As always, I'm Lawrence from LawrenceDoes.com, home of the Valley's best buyers program, where I give buyers money out of my own pocket to help them purchase a home. Don't forget, go to LawrenceDoes.com, click on the button on the right-hand side for a free cup of coffee. I'll sit down, we'll have a good chat, and we'll get to know each other. If not, you can always call me at 760-567-2226, 760-567-2226. Lastly, remember, most agents won't care about you, but Lawrence Does, the people's agent.